live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital was the most overcrowded in the country today, with a record number of 56 patients waiting on a bed this morning. The Northwest City region will be a key element of the National Planning Framework. The National Ambulance Service has moved to refute claims that the services in Donegal is in a state of disarray. And a West Tyrone MLA is warning that the current level of out-of-hour services in Strabane will ultimately lead to unnecessary deaths. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin up coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. First in news, the Cabinet's €116 billion plan for the country's development over the next two decades has been unveiled. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says there is now formal recognition of a city region between Letterkenny, Strabane and Derry, as well as a focus on infrastructure with plans for a new N14 route connecting Letterkenny to the A5, bypassing Lifford. The Taoiseach took a question on whether the framework had been Brexit-proofed. Simon Coveney said while there are many uncertainties, there would be continued investment in border counties.
This plan really reinforces the connectivity between Letterkenny and Derry. And of course, there are multiple cross-border projects, whether it's the Ulster Canal, whether it's the A5 project, to make sure that we have the most seamless relationship between Northern Ireland and the rest of Ireland that we can actually invest in.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar stressed that enhanced cross-border links are a priority. He says the challenge is to meet the needs posed by projected population growth.
Project Ireland 2040 is about ensuring that all parts of Ireland fulfil their potential. If you take where we are now in the northwestern region, we expect this region to have a population of more than 1 million people by 2040. That's 180,000 more people living in this region than do today. And we expect an extra 115,000 jobs to be created here. The plan specifically speaks about the emerging Connacht Ulster Alliance Technology University. Under Project Ireland 2040, the Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership will be enhanced to ensure practical cross-border north-south cooperation. So against the backdrop of Brexit, we'll be building bridges, not borders.
The INMO's Trolley Watch report today shows there were 56 people waiting on inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, the highest number in the country. That's an increase of 30 on yesterday's figure. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Letterkenny University Hospital was the most overcrowded in Ireland this morning, with 56 people awaiting inpatient beds, 43 of them waiting on trolleys in the emergency department, a further 13 people waiting on wards. It brings to 209 the total number awaiting admission at the hospital over the course of this week. The full capacity protocol remains in place at the hospital, with people being urged only to attend the emergency department when absolutely necessary. Management are apologising for the situation and say steps are being taken. At Sligo University Hospital, there were 14 people awaiting admission this morning, all of them on emergency department trolleys. Nationally, the figure fell to 457.
The National Ambulance Service has moved to refute claims that the services in Donegal is in a state of disarray. It follows reports yesterday that an ambulance took over an hour to get to a house situated just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital because the nearest available vehicle was in Dunloe. By the time the ambulance arrived, the patient had passed away. Greg Hughes has more.
In a statement, the National Ambulance Service has confirmed an emergency call was received for a patient in Letterkenny, with an emergency ambulance immediately dispatched to the scene. The ambulance dispatched was responding from Dunloe, as all other resources were tasked to other important calls. One of these emergency ambulances became free and was immediately dispatched, arriving to the scene within 5 minutes of being tasked. The ambulance travelling from Dunloe was stood down. They've also confirmed that upon receipt of a complaint in relation to the call, an investigation was established to review the case, engaging with all the relevant stakeholders involved. Concluding, the NAS refute the claim of disarray and staff shortages in Donegal, as there are currently over 100 staff members in the region.
The Northern Ireland Secretary still thinks a deal can be done to restore power sharing at Stormont. Karen Bradley says she'll consider all the options before updating Parliament next week. One possibility is a return to direct rule. Talks to end the political stalemate broke down this week, but speaking in Belfast, she says the UK government can't be blamed for that.
I wasn't part of those discussions. I think, though, that what's important is that politicians put aside differences wherever possible and come together to govern for the people of Northern Ireland. That's what the people of Northern Ireland expect.
Serious concern has been raised over the impact poor broadband is having on Fannad Lighthouse and the wider peninsula, with only 17% of residents having access to high-speed broadband. A Letterkenny municipal meeting was told this week that management at the lighthouse have to update their website from home when there's no broadband access for people renting the apartments there. The council say the lighthouse has been identified as a priority location for the rollout, but Councillor Adrian Glacken still has reservations.
Currently there's no broadband service to Fannad Lighthouse, so again it's not encouraging people to come to stay there. You know, some people take a working break or have the kids there, you know, for internet. There's currently none. Air have pulled out of the rural broadband rollout, so it's a concern. Now, when is this going to be happening? There was dates there. Obviously, I don't think those dates are going to be met. I can't see them being rolled out by the end of this year or next year. Now, you know, and again, you know, the people running Fannad Lighthouse have highlighted again the great effort that Donegal County Council are doing to highlight it and promote it and promote tourism in Donegal. You know, and Donegal has probably never been more popular as a tourist location as it is now, but we don't have the infrastructure. And, you know, again, if you're going to really harvest the potential of Donegal, we need to get the likes of broadband into the rural areas. You know, you need to get it into Inishowen and Fannad and all the other areas of Donegal where people want to go. You know, it's anybody that's coming here would want it.
A West Tyrone MLA is warning that the current level of out-of-hour services in Strabane will ultimately lead to unnecessary deaths. The Permanent Secretary of the Department of Health in the North has confirmed no provision will be made for extra out-of-hour services in the town, despite the dwindling of services over the last number of years. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the people of Strabane are continually being let down by the Department of Health.
The people of Strabane effectively are being abandoned by the most basic need for healthcare and access to healthcare. Strabane has long been an issue. It's something that I've flagged with the most senior levels within the Department of Health and the Western Trust as to my concerns about how people locally have been let down and continue to be let down. I'm very, very concerned that this is unnecessarily putting people at risk. I've also been told by a doctor that provides an out-of-hours service in Omagh that they've asked on more than one occasion to be put into Strabane and they've been refused, and they've also argued and articulated a very strong case that there's a strong need for that service in Strabane, and again it's been rejected. It is not good enough that the people of Strabane are being treated like second-class citizens, are being expected to travel across an already very rural area to travel to Derry and Omagh for access to very important healthcare services.
A Donegal deputy says it is essential a funding package is put in place to bring Donegal's community hospitals up to required standards to secure their long-term future. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher received a reply from the Minister for Health this week, which stated that the decision to build a new 130-bed community nursing unit in Letterkenny still stands, which he says reflects the fact that the community hospitals are not considered appropriate for use as long-stay residential care homes. There has been ongoing confusion over the future of Lifford Community Hospital, Remantlin Community Hospital and St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorlar. Junior Health Minister Jim Daly is due in Ballybofey for a meeting on the issue next week, while tonight the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Stranorlar Committee will hold a public meeting on the current situation. Chairperson Father John Joe Duffy says despite conflicting political statements, they appear to be no further forward.
The meeting is a long-standing commitment to hold a public meeting to report back to the people of the Finn Valley, Glenfinn, Castlefinn, the surrounding areas, what has happened over the last 2 years. And we invited all politicians to the meetings. We cancelled the meeting on the 8th of December because Minister McHugh couldn't attend to allow for him to make another date on the 26th of January. We had to cancel due to bad weather. Now we are holding that meeting again where we have invited all politicians. And unfortunately, for the third time, Minister McHugh is not in a position to attend, but other TDs are there. So it is vitally important that the people come out and hear the reality reality of what has happened over the last 2 years, the situation for St. Joseph's Hospital remains very bleak. There has been no certainty or clarity, and that is our focus.
And returning to your main story this evening, as the National Planning Framework was launched today in Sligo, Government Chief Whip and Minister Joe McHugh has been speaking to Highland Radio News. He believes that many road projects in the region will be starting in the coming years.
We're in a good position in that regard. For example, the Bunagee Link and the N14 Lufford to Letterkenny, about 3 to 4 years' work has gone into that through the TENS-T programme. $5 million has been invested. And what that has effectively done, it's put those projects a step ahead of the rest of the projects that were listed today. In fact, I would safely say they're about a year and a half ahead of the other projects. And we would be looking at consent at the earliest, late 2019, at the latest early 2020, to start work on those projects, all going well. So we're in the right place. There is a complex queuing system when it comes to giving roads a start, but I'm absolutely delighted today that for the first time we have in a comprehensive capital plan, which is Brexit-proofed and also is integrating into the A5 as well and connecting us to Dublin, the northwest of Dublin, properly for the first time, that this will start moving in the short term.
Every government department's walls are papered with plans and strategy documents and so on. The big question is, what makes this one different?
What makes this one different is, compared to previous strategies and spatial strategies, this is going to be underpinned by legislation. The National Development Plan will be underpinned by legislation. Now, effectively, whether it's the LYT in Letterkenny or the University Hospital Letterkenny or Donegal County Council, they're going to be working now on a 5 to 10 year plan. I'll be working closely with Idris McGilthuck as Minister for the Gaeltacht. And rather than doors being knocked just before the budget every year, what's in the budget for next year, now we work on a business-like model. I believe politics changes after today, where it doesn't become auction politics at election time.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 5:15. Time now for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games and those GAA Higher Education semi-final action today. The Trench Cup semi-final, the LYIT had disappointment today. They were playing Mary Immaculate of Limerick. It finished LYIT 2-15, Mary Immaculate 2-22. Colleen Duffy reports.
Disappointment for Letterkenny OT as they bowed out of the Electric Ireland Trench Cup at the semi-final stage following a 7-point loss to Mary Immaculate College Limerick here in Glasnevin this afternoon. It finished Mary Immaculate College 2-22, Letterkenny IT 2-15. The Donegal side looked good at half-time. Derek O'Connor with a first-half goal as Letterkenny IT led 1-10 to 1-6 at the break, and when Jason McGee netted on the restart, Letterkenny IT were 2-11 to 1-9 clear, but Mary Immaculate stormed back 1-3 unanswered, including a goal from Derek McGerald from Kerry, which levelled the tie at 2-11 apiece. The sides indeed were level at 2-12 apiece soon after, but then Mary Immaculate College broke away despite the best efforts of the likes of O'Connor and corner forward John Campbell. It was Mary Immaculate who closed out this game with 5 unanswered points to book their passage against WIT in tomorrow's decider. Disappointment for Michael Murphy's men as it finished Mary Immaculate College 2-22, Letterkenny IT 2-15. Colleen Duffy for Highland Radio Sport in Glasnevin.
Elsewhere today, the Cornmicklen semi-final was also played, and it was a good result for UUJ McGee. They defeated New York. Full-time score there was UU McGee. 2 goals and 8 points. New York 10 points. A 4-point victory there for McGee. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, the Dr. McKenna Cup final is scheduled for tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. That game is taking place at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. We'll full coverage with Oisin Kelly and Brenton Devaney on commentary of Donegal against Tyrone. Saturday's game is the first of 2 meetings between the sides in the space of 14 days. They play each other again in the league at Healy Park at the start of March. Here's Donegal manager Declan Boner.
No, I don't think it'll have any bearing, to be quite honest. It'll, from our point of view, it'd just be nice just to get that victory and get that McKenna Cup and get ready for the National League game against Kildare on Sunday week. And then, as I say, the Tyrone game and the National League comes after that. But no, listen, the games are coming ticking fast. There are players that will be probably missing through injury. There'll be players that'll be coming back in. So there'll be changes along the line over the next number of weeks. And as I say, we can only manage it from training session and from game to game.
Elsewhere in Gaelic games, the National Football League refixed games are on this weekend again. Division 3 at Celtic Park on Sunday at 2:30. It's Derry against Offaly. Sligo, they host Fermanagh as well on Sunday. And a few other games in the ladies' National Football League refixed games in Division 1 on Sunday in Fermanagh. It's West Meath against Donegal. Monaghan, they play Kerry. And in Division 2 of that ladies' National Football League, Tyrone, they host Tipperary. The Ulster Under 21 Club Football Tournament being played up in Kickhams in Antrim. Guidoor there in the final. They play Lavy of Derry. Ryan Ferry will update us in action on that one on Sunday. The National Hurling League Division 2B on Sunday. Donegal, they make the journey to Aucrim. They play Wicklow. That's at 1 o'clock and 2B on Sunday. And Celtic Park on Sunday at 12:30. It's Derry against Mayo. Elsewhere in the National Hurling League in Division 3A, it's Monaghan against Tyrone, that's also on Sunday. Moving on to the League of Ireland, that starts tonight again. There's four games down for decision tonight. At the RSC, newly promoted Waterford United, they host Derry City. It's a new look, Derry City. It'll be the first of three away games for Kenny Shields' team. Kevin McHugh has been looking ahead tonight to tonight's game.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual that any team has three games and the first three games are away from home. And when you look at them on paper, away to Waterford would definitely be probably the easier of the three. And Waterford will be no pushover with the investment being made down there. So it's a tricky one. It's a tough start for Derry, and it's probably important they don't get beat tonight. Maybe get a point on the board, which would be good away from home. But when you look at the other two games that they have coming after it, maybe a one would be more favourable, you know.
Kick-off tonight at the RSC, 7:45. Elsewhere, there's a big Dublin derby tonight. Bohemians, they host Shamrock Rovers. That one's at 7:30. And elsewhere, it's Dundalk against Bray Wanderers. St Pat's, they host Cork City. Both those games kick off at 7:45. Tomorrow night, it's Sligo Rovers' first home game of the season at the Showgrounds. They host Limerick, 7:45. It's the kick-off time on that one. In the Irish Premiership, there's two games down for decision tonight. Second place Coleraine, they travel to play Ballinamallard United. They're 5 points behind Crusaders. Coleraine are at the moment, so it's a big game for them. Elsewhere, Glentoran, they host Ards. Tomorrow, it's Carrick Rangers against Warren Point and Cliftonville against Linfield. In the Irish Championship tomorrow, the Leaders Institute, they are away from home tomorrow. They travel to play second place Newry City. And last year's beaten FA Cup finalist Chelsea, they can return to the quarterfinals tonight when they host Hull at Stamford Bridge. Kickoff theirs at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere at 7:45, Leicester City and Sheffield United, they meet at the King Power Stadium. Back at home, Jim Crawford has named the Republic of Ireland home-based under-18 squad for the John Coughlin Memorial Cup against Wales. There's six North West players involved. They're Denham McLaughlin, Pat Lowry, Keegan Higgerty, Justin McGee, Chad Cook and Ethan Call. They've all been included in the squad. Ireland's first home game takes place at the Waterford RSC on Tuesday, followed by a second tie on Thursday in Tramore. Back cross channel, Sergio Aguero's been named the Premier League's Player of the Month for January. The Manchester City striker scored 5 top flight goals for the runaway leaders last month. Bournemouth's Eddie Howe won the manager's prize with a side going unbeaten in the league in January. And Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho says stories about Paul Pogba regretting joining the club and looking to leave are ridiculous. The midfielder signed from Juventus for a then world record fee in the summer of 2016 and has been a regular starter when fit. But he was substituted after an hour of the recent defeats by Tottenham and Newcastle and left out of a win over Huddersfield in between. Mourinho says United aren't looking to sell him but need him to play at a high level if the team are to succeed. In golf on the PGA Tour this week, it's the Genesis Open. And Rory McIlroy, he begins round two a little later on. He's on level par. Patrick Harrington's also level par. Shane Lowry's two over. Tiger Woods, the big attraction this week. He's the host. He's on one over par. That leaves him a long seven shots behind. Patrick Cantlay, he was the overnight leader. He started round two. He's one under for that. He's six under in total. It leaves him two shots clear of a group of players, including Jamie Lovemark and Tom Hogg. And Gavin Moynihan has just missed the cut at the halfway stage of the Oman Open. He finished the second round one shot off the projected cut mark on one over par. Darren Clark, he's well placed on five under with Matthew Pavon, a two-shot leader on level, a two-shot lead on 11 under par. In boxing tonight, the National Elite Championships are taking place at the National Stadium in Dublin. There's two Northwest fighters in action tonight in tonight's quarterfinals. The 57-kilogram weight, Brett McGinty of Oakleaf, he's fighting in that semi-final, or quarterfinal, excuse me, and at light heavyweight, David Tatsura of the Illies Golden Gloves, he's also in action. The semi-finals of that event continues tomorrow. In rugby, Ulster and Connacht are both in Pro 14 action tonight. Ulster host and form Edinburgh at Kingspan Stadium, while Connacht are at home against Italian side Zebre. And local rugby, it's the AIL Division 2B tomorrow. City of Derry, they make the journey to play Old Crescent. Rennie, they're at home to Dungannon. And in Division 2C, it's Tullamore against Oma. And in the Gordon West Cup quarter final, it's Strabane against Lurgan. In athletics action this weekend, it's the National Senior Indoor Championships. They're taking place tomorrow on Sunday at the National Indoor Arena at Abbottstown. Patsy McGonigal will keep us up to date with the action in that one. And in basketball, it's a busy weekend for the LYIT team. They're at the Killarney Sports Centre. They play St Paul's Killarney tomorrow, and on Sunday they're back in the Sports Hub in Limerick, where they play the LIT Celtics. Finally, for this evening in motorsport, two straight stage ones have helped Craig Breen move up to third place in the overall standings of the Rally Sweden in the World Rally Championship. The Waterford native claimed his first stage win of the year by taking the sixth stage in Sweden, before then taking the seventh stage moments later. Breen's hoping to claim the second WRC podium finish of his career, with a further 12 stages across the weekend. Chris Meek is back in 10th, a minute and 27 seconds behind the leader, Thierry Neufel. That's all from this evening's sport. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport, which is 2 to 6 tomorrow. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, a band of showery rain will move into the west and gradually eastwards as the evening progresses. There will be a risk of some heavy thundery bursts with highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Cabinet's €116 billion plan for the country's development over the next two decades has been unveiled. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says there is now formal recognition of a city region between Letterkenny, Strabane and Derry, as well as a focus on infrastructure, with plans for a new N14 route connecting Letterkenny to the A5, bypassing Lifford. Dynamo's Trolley Watch report today shows there were 56 people waiting on inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, the highest number in the country, and an increase of 30 on yesterday's figure. The National Ambulance Service has moved to refute claims that the service in Donegal is in a state of disarray. It follows reports yesterday that an ambulance took over an hour to get to a house situated just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital because the nearest available vehicle was in Dunloe. And serious concern has been raised over the impact poor broadband is having on Fannet Lighthouse and the wider peninsula, with only 17% of residents having access to high-speed broadband. A Letterkenny municipal meeting was told this week that management at the lighthouse have to update their website from home, while there's no broadband access for people renting the apartments there. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Tune. Shower Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shalan, a brief scale to Air Highland Radio. Tastadas Nagelige Ilaran Ainley Arisht Snashek Honda Tarish Ratches the Hudgen DUP Nak Nyelhadish Sli Takiers a Hutch, the Raktiert Changa, Act Nagelige a Raktu Poncha Ochre Snakol Kanchina, Ejer Sinn Fein, Augustin DUP, the Cold Channel Stormont a Shonalu. Ejer and Yal Lin will honor the Hu O'Connor Nagelige, Le Sinn Fein Tronona and Ye. Complea Yanu Major Le Fejerakti Act Gelige Nyau Splach a Kherkontossi. Dirch Nile Comer Ukturan Connor Nagelige, Gurkush. War Jima at on Goal Carta Changa a Shenu Augustgar Togu Galtonaston Fobal Jim Liana Ohin Gomeo Act Giliga on. Marat has Savratan Vig Augustin Alabin Marain. Carter Anul Gomesha de Rulgus Realtonus Navratinya Raktiak to Horchus Ja Kager Tip Erin Koshonal Gudisha August Gome Kranyha Bresha on Amahansha Leshin Kyon Scribishin Awinshama. Renewed Hoskaractus Ellen Horry, Agoj, Jacadinia, a Gafti, Dial, Erin, and Aidan, and Kenyu, a Renew, and Saiha, Queen of Arana, Usage, Confrastal, Erin Ellen, Marhervish, Farantorukta. Ta Auruson, Major Lakhajan, August Forstinacht, and Wedge, Atogu Sublian, Milnigid, Shartwa, August Shea. Vibuel, Connor Nigelige, a Mask, Nalershuri, Komai, Lari, and Ellen, Patsy Dan McCrory. Dogger and Tara Stach Joe McHugh Chak the Dala and Ye Gowilche Bartihe Plan Changa Kemtsihe a Olvu Augusta Aimu Don Clahan Lia and Yelter Dunanol August Gowilche Exul Gun Yamahi Naparchihe Lyaswara Fad Awil Chonacher Aku Stach Rahan Nigeliga to Clahan Lia Parch Gneva Wahit Lishan Stach and a Yenu Lis Ledger and Mahan Shaw. Agus glactar le hirat hishtan eile skaldramiachta comortus nashinta ata jiriha ir skolana gudji an trio las fiedan vi sha. Be reiv bauti fele runanal on an araclan gidor ag tus da misa sha hogin gaholus ag an siv skaldramiacht bonk ai e. Agus shin mochadse eligulier slan agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 16th of February. The death has occurred of Constantine Con O'Donnell, 39 Monygal Road, Polyarnon, Castledurg. Con's remains will repose at his late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred at the Lake House, Port Nabla, of Kathleen Russell, née McBride, Crahy Boyle, Dunlow, formerly of Lochinure, and Ardo Donnell Letterkenny. Her remains are en route to her late residence at Crahy Boyle to repose. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, to repose overnight, with funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon, followed by burial in the family plot at New Leck Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Flowers welcome or donations, if desired, to the Lake House Residents Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Anthony Hennigan, 10 Mill Haven, Sion Mills. Anthony's remains will repose at his late home tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday at 1:30 for Mass at 2 o'clock in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Carmel McCrudden, 2 St. Mary's Road, Bunkranna. Removal from Murphy's funeral home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 20 to 10, going to St. Mary's Oratory, Bunkranna, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Cock Hill. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place in Beech Hill Manor, Lisfannan, of Patrick McLaughlin, Packy, Shara Gore, Linsford, Bunkranna. His remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home until 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 4:15. Removal from there on Saturday to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, reposing overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred at Hillcrest House, Long Lane, Letterkenny, of Sister Enda Canning, Convent of Mercy, Buncrana, and formerly of Glenvar. Sister Enda's remains will repose in Hillcrest House today and tomorrow from 12 noon until Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, reposing on Sunday night and Monday night with Requiem Mass on Tuesday at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Hillcrest House Residents Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. The death has occurred at the Remelton Community Hospital of Packy Call, Doabeg, Fannad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ballinacrick at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Fanavolty Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Remelton Respite Fund and Fannad Day Centre, care of McAteer Funeral Director or any family member. The death has taken place at Archview Lodge, Letterkenny, of Peggy Quinn, Nate Tourish, Letterkenny Road, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Archview Lodge, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. The death has occurred of Seamus Crumlish, 58 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to St Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Paddy McGee, Glenlehan, Fintown. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal at 6:15 this evening to St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private, family, friends and neighbours welcome. And the death has occurred of Eileen O'Donnell, Tully Gay, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desired to ICU Patient Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Con MacDade and Sons Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m.